Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. We're back. It's The Business Bunker with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely stonkingly famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you missed me?
I've really missed you. I haven't seen you for ages.
I know. It's weeks and weeks. And, of course, you did blow us out for Valentine's Day, Paul.
I know. I did. Didn't
we
I?
We offered you a nice romantic evening with a
just
small
the three
child,
of us.
Little Dodsy and our Brazilian student and heart-shaped place names that Little Dodsy did for you and everything.
Oh, no.
And we even had something like brigadeiro for pudding.
Really?
Does that sound Portuguese?
Well, kind
apparently,
of.
Apparently, I think it was. I think that's what it was. It was a nice chocolate pudding and you didn't come.
I know. I'm really sorry. I ended up working.
Well, there you go. You missed out. That's all
I can say. I know. It's not good. It's not good, is it? I actually ended up working. There were three of us in a studio doing a music show at midnight on Valentine's Day.
Isn't that some joke about how many Channel Radio people does it take to run a show?
Yeah, something like that.
So what have I missed then, anyway, while I've been away?
Oh, we've been busy. We've been very busy. Yeah, loads of things happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Good.
Yeah, Channel Radio going from strength to strength.
Yeah.
We had our millionth hit to the website 2 weeks ago.
Brilliant.
Which can't be bad. So, yeah.
Very cool.
But welcome to our listeners on the Business Bunker Show. We've got a full lineup of guests today, which we'll be introducing you to as we go through the show. But we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. So do please give us a call on 01303 874998. Or you can tweet me at Vanilla Web, and we've already had 20-odd tweets in already. So we'll be reading some of those in a minute.
Some of them saying, who's on the show? I sort of want to go, we'll just scroll back down the list of Business Bunker.
Don't be so lazy.
Tweets and you'll know.
Yeah. Don't be so lazy. It's there. So you can tweet me at Vanilla Web and we'll read your tweet out if you'd like a shout on the radio. You could email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but the chances of reading that are negligible because we've already got, 40 emails now and we won't get through them all. But never mind. So, but we'd love to hear from you, so do tweet, ring or email if you want and talk to us. But for the moment, I think we'll do an email, Joe.
Can I do one that is a real email instead of a printed out by you one?
Yeah.
This is from the lovely Penny Williams.
All right.
She said, could you share this for me, please, Joe? You know, there's got to be some advantage to knowing one of the presenters, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah.
So, it's about the air show. The skies over Thanet will be alive to the sound of display aircraft this summer with the return of the South East Air Show at Manston Airport. Nearly 20 years since the last show, Manston Airport will host some of the world's greatest modern and historic aircraft, spellbinding displays and interactive attractions. The iconic Vulcan Delta Wing aircraft will be among the highlights, while a Typhoon aircraft simulator, helicopter flights and a fun fair will provide visitors with a great day out. Sounds very cool, doesn't it? It's on the 22nd of June, Saturday the 22nd of June, from 10 till 6. Tickets for adults are £8, children and senior citizens £6. And you've got family tickets and single parent families and all that sort of thing as well. And you need to get your tickets before the 1st of March because the prices are going up after that.
Blimey.
And parking is free. And for more information, go to the website heritageevents.co.uk or phone 0845 652 6263.
Thank you for that. And as always, you can find out the details of that on the Kent Business Radio website. It is already listed there under community events. So the sites are there. Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
I like air shows now. I went to the Folkestone one last year.
Did you?
Yes, it was very good. Yeah, even the very loud plane. Although then I went to Scotland for a holiday in our caravan and the same planes were flying over our site nearly every day.
Cool. There's a lot happening in Folkestone this year because the War and Peace show is moving to the old Folkestone racecourse, isn't it?
Also one of Penny's,
yeah.
I think you'll find.
Oh, Penny. Penny does
she
everything
gets around.
At Kent. Yeah, Penny runs Kent. I mean, that's a given.
We knew that, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's going to Western Hangar in effect, isn't it? Hythe sort of thing. So, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Do you know when that is? I can't remember.
No,
Penny,
I can't recall.
Email, tell us.
Yeah, it's Easter time, I think, but I might be wrong there. We have covered it on a show a couple of weeks ago, but we'll cover it again before the date. But, yeah, not too soon. I want to do this as well. A mate of mine and a very good friend of the show, Peter Cook, the music of business. For nearly 20 years now, Pete Cook has written, spoken and consulted about the parallels between the business universe and the world of music, be it rock, jazz, classical. This follows his much longer involvement with three passions that have fueled his career: science, business and music. Many other leaders around the world have also seen the parallels. The music of business offers a carefully crafted cocktail. That's easy for you to say. It offers a carefully crafted cocktail of business intelligence mixed with the wisdom of pop and rock's monarchy. The music of business is Peter's new book, I should add. And he says, what can Lady Gaga teach you about business strategy? What can you learn about creativity and innovation from the Beatles and David Bowie? How can your company accelerate its growth through the wisdom of Meatloaf, Madonna or Motorhead? Can jazz help you beat the competition? What can Spinal Tap, Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin teach you that an MBA cannot? Can Britney Spears and the Kaiser Chiefs help your company become a learning organisation? Music is a global language, in many cases more so than the language of business, which can befuddle hard-pressed leaders and staff in their daily lives. The music of business offers a rapid digest of business wisdom without all the nonsense. This will be Peter's fifth book, having previously written Best Practice Creativity, Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll, which is my favourite.
Do you remember when we read the bits out from that?
Yeah, that was a real cracking show that day, wasn't it?
We should get him in another time when
I'm
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have bought that book, I just haven't started reading it yet.
What, Sex, Leadership and Rock and Roll?
No, I had that one already. No, this one, the new one.
And the new one, the music of business.
I bought it on the day, as requested, you know, to sort of support and all that. But I must read it, because it sounds exciting when you read all that stuff out.
Yeah. He also did Punk Rock People Management. Did you read that?
No, that was cool too. Well.
Mm. Yeah. He's been acclaimed by top business authors, Professor Charles Handy and Tom Peters. His work has featured on BBC TV and radio, Bloomberg TV, the Financial Times, USA Today and The Independent. Peter has worked with a number of punk and rock bands over the years, famously sponsoring a record-breaking world rock tour that failed in a comedy of errors on a par with the classic rockumentary This Is Spinal Tap. You can get hold of Peter on 01634 855 267. Or you can email him at peter@humdym, that's humdyn.co.uk, and he has two websites, www.academy-of-rock.co.uk and www.humdym.co.uk, and his book, The Music of Business. Buy it, you won't be disappointed.
What's supposed to come next?
You can say something.
Like what?
Right, it's brilliant.
Oh. It's well, I haven't read it yet. I've just admitted that.
All right.
But I know it's good. I will. It's on my list. But his website, to make it easy to remember, his company's called Human Dynamics. So Humdym sounds a bit weird, but
yes, yeah,
that's where it comes from.
Or Academy of Rock is even easier to remember.
That, which is also his tweet name.
Yeah.
His Twitter name.
So do follow that. Pete's a great guy and he writes really, really good common sense stuff in an innovative, entertaining and informative way.
Exactly.
I think we'll do some tweets now, Joe.
Okay, go on then.
I've got loads, so I'll flash through just a few of the highs. Debbie Cameron from the IOD is listening in, as are Eke Media and Chris Pollard of Connect IT. I've had a tweet from the Old Vine Pub. It says, hi Paul, I'm Garrett and I'm tweeting from the Old Vine Pub, Wadhurst. It would be great to get a shout out on the Business Bunker. We're an Irish pub in Kent. There you go. So, welcome to Garrett and the folks at the Old Vine Inn Pub. And you can follow them if you want on Twitter at Old Vine Pub. We've also had a tweet from Angela Ward of the Marketing Eye, who's listening in, and the absolutely gorgeously lovely Sally Laker at Sally for Cakes, who is also listening today. Another new listener, Freelance Parents. Nearly our first year anniversary and still going strong. We have a Kent-based website, which is freelanceparentsnetwork.com, and we would love a shout-out on the Business Bunker show. So there you go. Got a shout-out.
That'll be .com for those people who speak English.
What did I say?
.com.
Did I?
There's no E on the end.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Blimey. we could start a whole new top-level domain.
Yes, yes. Probably
freelanceparents.com.
.com, that sounds much better.
freelanceparentsnetwork.com.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. I've got it right now. Sorry about that. There you go. Oh, thank you for that, Joe. Read an email.
Okay, I will. I've got the Holiday and Leisure Show at the Dover Cruise Terminal 2 on Sunday the 24th of February, 10 till 4. Packed with great ideas from days out to wonderful holidays. There's something for everyone. So come and talk to the companies who want to share with you information about what they can offer and the many exclusive show offers that are available. It's free entry, free parking, presentations, exclusive show offers, children's entertainment. That would be a reason to go, wouldn't it? It's going to look after your children for the day. Food and drink. And a licensed bar, whatever you may be looking for, whether it's days out, holidays abroad, cruising, you'll discover lots of ideas, ensuring an enjoyable and worthwhile day out. So you can call 01233 661 890, or you can email info@theholidayandleisureshow.co.uk.
You did it too.
That'll teach you, won't it?
Yeah.
.co.uk.
Yeah. So just watch it, yeah? I can get my own back, you know. .u.
So .com and .co.u.
And .u.
That's
yeah.
it, right.
We're inventing our own top-level domains here. I've got a couple of things I want to read out now. A very short one. First of all, I am doing a Red Nose Day event. Would you be able to give a little shout on the show? Thank you. That's from Paul Mayer.
I was going to say, you've got a red nose already, but it wasn't you, was it?
Thank you for that. Who invited her back on the air?
I know. Right. You've missed me, really, haven't you?
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry, carry on. Paul Mayer,
Paul Mayer from over in Tunbridge Wells. He's a photographer, by the way, and he's doing a Red Nose Day event, and you can find all about it by going to his Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Paul.Mayer, MEYER.526. That link is on the Kent Business Radio website, if you want to find out. But go to his Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul.Mayer.526, to find out all about his Red Nose Day event. Please support it. Also, I have Vertex Law is set to benefit from the expertise of one of the most respected members of Kent's business community. Paul Saunders is working with the Kinshill Corporate and Commercial Legal Specialist as a strategic advisor focusing on marketing and business development. Paul is a former senior partner of Clydesdale Bank in Kent, and before that, a senior manager with Lloyds TSB. Paul has nearly 30 years' experience of banking with a long track record of working with the county's business community. Vertex Law is going from strength to strength, and Paul's assistance will help them grow their business further. So that's Vertex Law, based over in Kingshill, and Paul Saunders, former banking partner at Clydesdale and Lloyds CSB, and one time my bank manager.
Ah, so he's working for them. He's working
with them.
A consultant, is he?
Yeah, Paul. Oh, okay. Paul has other business interests. He's also a director of Integritas Financial Solutions, and they're a commercial finance broker, and they help businesses source funding for their needs. So he's working with them as an associate.
Cool. I just looked up that parenting website thing, which looks very interesting. The Freelance Parents Network.
Yeah,
this sounds better than parenting website thing, doesn't it? And they have freelance people who have gone off to like have children and stuff and want to get back into the workplace,
yeah,
and then are available to do, you know, stuff. Flexible stuff, you know,
as in
rather than going to get a full-time job that doesn't enable them to carry on with whatever they're doing, it's to, you know, pick up more freelance work in a more flexible way. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, whilst maintaining their parenting duties.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea.
It's good.
And they've been going a year now, so happy birthday.
Must be working. Mm. Good.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Made in Kent saying that they're listening to the show. Hello, guys. And also Jamie O'Connell of Credit Control Solutions International.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. We've had a tweet from Kevin Hadlow saying, could you give us a shout out? What a glorious day it is. Of course we can, Kevin. And I did say to him earlier last week, poor Kevin was suffering with his teeth. He had an abscess and he was a bit chipmunk-like. Mm. His face was swollen. The good news is that's gone away now. The bad news is he crashed his car and he's hurt his neck.
Oh, no.
So get well soon, Kevin. Sorry to hear that, but do enjoy listening to the Business
Bunker. So he's not up a tree this week, then?
No, he's not.
That was the last time I think I conversed with him.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
Bit of tunage. What do you reckon?
Oh, something sunny and wonderful, I'm hoping.
How about Shout, Tears for Fears?
That'll do.
to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show, on Tuesday the 19th of February with me, Paul Andrews, and my famous co-presenter, Joe Dodds. Hopefully on the phone now we have Kerri-Anne Cartmer-Edwards. Hello, Kerri-Anne.
Hello, Paul. Lovely to be here on this beautiful day.
It's fantastic. Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous down here on the marsh. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Kerri-Anne is the founder of the Success Mindshift organisation and also an author, motivational speaker and consultant. And her latest book is Get the Life You Want and Business You Love. So tell us a bit about Kerri-Anne.
Well, it's, you know, it's a long story, Paul, and it always is. You know, I speak to entrepreneurs all around the world, and everyone's got a story to tell. I, just 6 years ago, I was, in fact, a full-time career mother. My youngest was three. I was homeschooling my 8 and 12-year-olds, and then life took me on this extraordinary journey that brought me to being an international motivational speaker. You're right, I have finished my book. It's actually Bigger, Better, Bolder, Faster.
All right, okay.
And subtitled The Hidden Thinking That Drives Success. And it has been just an amazing, amazing journey.
Right, okay.
So Paul got that right then, that book title.
No.
I don't think any of the words were the same.
Yeah, yeah.
I prefer your version.
Yeah, I wrote it down. I obviously wrote down the wrong one. So tell us a bit about what the motivation was to write the book, what inspired you to write the book, and tell us a little bit about what the book's about.
Well, the motivation to write the book really was, what book would I have wanted someone to hand me those 6 years ago when I got into business? Like, what would I have wanted someone to sit down and really tell me that was going to make my journey to success quicker and easier? And I know it sounds like 6 years. Well, actually, you've done a lot in 6 years. Do you not consider that success? But it was a journey where there were, you know, tough moments. There were obstacles and challenges that I was completely underprepared for. And there were times when I was just beating myself up for not getting it right, because I really didn't understand the psychology that was at play there. So I actually set out to not only answer those questions for myself, but to be able to pay it forward. I think that we all do have, you know, a purpose in life. And if you can make a positive difference somewhere, then that's the way to really fulfill your greatest potential. And so my goal for the book was to help people to really understand that hidden thinking that is vital to success, even if you feel like you're doing all the right things and you're listening to all the gurus, as I did, and they're saying do this, 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 and you're doing those things, and yet there's something still not quite gelling for you, and there's a deeper layer there.
Okay. And so, I mean, obviously people need to read the book to find out all about it, but what kind of insights can you give us in the next couple of minutes just to get us kind of chomping at the bit for reading more?
Oh, let's see. I think the biggest takeaway from the book is, first of all, that I truly believe that your success is important. And successful people, of course, we picture them, you know, having a nice life and living in a wonderful home and being able to give their children lovely holidays and look after their school and all of those things that success and money brings. But success is a lot more than that. We all know that. But the key thing is that successful people, not only are they happier and more fulfilled, okay, money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure kind of foots the bill on a lot of stuff.
Sure.
But successful people are able to give more time, more leadership. They're able to attract more attention to causes they care about. They can influence decision making. They provide, you know, just a great example for others to aspire to. And it does help to honestly make the world such a better place. And I think that the one thing that holds people back from taking that step is they think that real success happens to someone else. Mm. Lucky people who are either blessed with incredible natural talent or perhaps a brilliant intellect. And my book clearly shows why that's not the case. Mm. Each and every one of us can achieve really major stellar success. It just takes a few mind shifts and it can be you, and you can be that person out there, not only having a great life, but really making the world a better place too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally endorse that. It's about applying yourself. It's about working. It's about believing in yourself and about doing it. You know, it's what I saw something the other day, psychological research, which was quite interesting. The guy that had done research, and forgive me, I can't remember who it was. It was a research scientist in the United States. He was looking at things like people that are successful, whether they are in fact successful because they start off with a talent for something and then just follow it. And what he found was that in most cases that wasn't true.
Yes.
What happened was that people decided to do something and then developed a passion for it as they grew with it and as they worked with it.
That is so true. And most people think it's the other way around and it stops. You know, there's no shortage of people who are prepared to work hard, but if you don't truly believe that it's possible, it's never going to happen.
So absolutely.
My book is absolutely saying, yes, it is possible. And not only is it is possible for you. So go for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, fantastic message. Kerri-Ann, give us a few shouts for how we can, one, find your book, how we can find your website, and how we can follow you on Twitter or Facebook.
Right. Well, my book obviously can be found in good bookshops and probably some other ones as well. Definitely can be found on Amazon, which I must admit I do most of my book buying on Amazon now. So Bigger, Better, Bolder, Faster.
Okay.
And you can find that on Amazon. My website is kerri-ann-kartzmer-edwards.com, which is a mouthful. But if you type in Bigger, Better, Bolder, Faster, you'll get my name. And, of course, I am on Facebook. Just type in my name. And Twitter, it's Kerri-Ann, C-E.
Fantastic. All of those links we'll put on the Business Bunker website. In fact, some of them are on there already so that people can follow up if they want to with us, or they can go directly to your website and directly to Amazon and buy your book. We wish you much success with the book. I've actually got a copy. I haven't read it yet. I only got it on Friday, but I do intend to read it, and we'll talk about it on future shows, you know, once I've had a chance to read it and digest it.
Fabulous. Love that idea.
Yeah, brilliant. But for the moment, Kerri-Ann Cartmer-Edwards, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Give us one more shout out for your website.
KerriAnnCartmerEdwards.com, and it has been an incredible pleasure being here with you, enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely lovely. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hope to speak to you again sometime on the Business Bunker Show. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Kerri-Ann Cartmer-Edwards, the author of Bigger, Bolder, Better, rather than the thing that I read out, which I don't even know where I got.
That's good though. We almost get away with it.
I'm on form today. But you can follow up. There's a link on the Business Bunker website to Kerri-Ann's website, and you can also find her book there and on Amazon and all good bookshops. So do have a look at that.
I wanted to ask where her accent was from, because she sounded English with a bit of a twang from somewhere else. But I wondered if she was from somewhere else with an English accent now.
I think she's originally Antipodean.
Yes.
I think she's Australian.
So it was something else and she's anglicised.
I was kind of avoiding that because I fell into a little bit of a trap. I forgot it was you that was with me on the show rather than Jules. Because if I mention things like that, we then get 10 minutes of Jules' impersonations of Antipodean's various...
Yes.
Which we kind of like avoiding.
Yeah. To save me...
Do you know what it is yet? No, sorry, go on.
Save me tweeting. Can I ask Karen Wilkins to tweet again and tell us why they're listening in their own bunker?
Are you reading my tweets now?
Yeah. They're mine too.
So that
she says, hi, we're listening in our very own bunker. So I'm thinking she could tell us what her bunker involves.
I know.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm asking her to tweet to tell me. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you.
And if she stopped listening and we don't get a response, then you can tell me instead.
Okay.
Or I'll tweet her later.
All right, thank you. In the meantime, I'm going to read this email.
Go on, then.
I don't know why I'm going to read it, because I'm not on form today, and I've picked the one with the name least pronounceable. Natalie Benaigs.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw her something about her last night. She was on TV or something, wasn't she?
Apparently. This isn't about that.
360 Project. Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is about the 365 Project. But
she was on telly, apparently.
I didn't see that.
Was she? I think Griselda said she was, yeah.
Well, she's telling us about a networking event with live magic from Etienne Pradier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Etienne?
No.
Ah, he's really good. Etienne, French.
I've heard him. French Stephen, yes.
Yeah, he's a close-up magician. Mm-hmm. Absolutely staggeringly awesome. I first met Etienne about 8 years ago. Absolutely blows your mind away. He does magic tricks, you know, sleight of hand magic tricks, literally right in front of your face, mm-hmm. and you still can't work out how he's doing it. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're offering a magical networking event that will amaze and astound you. Conjure up new contacts with like-minded local business professionals whilst being spellbound by internationally acclaimed magician Etienne Pradier. And that's on Saturday the 16th of March between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. in Faversham, and the tickets are £10 each. And you can... What are you laughing at?
What are you doing with your voice?
Why?
You sounded like that. Oh, who am I thinking of? That sort of like gravelly voice. I don't know who I'm talking about. But you just went all funny. Didn't he go all funny? Yeah, the guests in the studio are nodding. He went all funny in the middle of that, like it was some sort of joke.
No, see, I'm being set up here. What she's trying to get me to say.
You're trying to say sausage. Can you say sausages?
No, in the middle of an email about Natalie Van Eggs and Etienne Pradier, she's trying to get me to say I've got a frog in my throat. That's what she's doing.
I didn't fall for that.
I just.
You have to listen back, but you did. You sort of ended up sort of speaking like that.
And Barry White. I was doing Barry White impersonation.
No, it sounded more like that one with the dog. You know the comedian used to have a dog on his hand. Who was that?
Brian
Connolly. That's how you sound, right? Connolly, yeah.
No, Brian Connolly didn't have a dog. You mean Spit?
Spit, yeah.
Spit the dog. No, that was Brian Connolly. Who was that?
Who was that then?
Corzoli or something.
You keep reading, I'll look
it up. Can I finish this email?
Yeah, go on then.
It was only a short one. It's taken 10 minutes now. Anyway, if you remember, folks, last week we were talking about Natalie Benaigs and Etienne Pradier doing a networking event on Saturday the 16th of March between 6 and 7 p.m. in Faversham. Tickets are only £10 each, and you can find out all about it by going to www365, that's the numbers, 365projects, all one word, .co.uk, /magical-network-event. That's him.
Bob Carroll G's.
Yeah, that's the one.
But that's still not who I meant. I meant Brian Connolly. I'm sure I did. I'm sure he does a funny voice. But anyway, carry on.
If any listener out there understood any of that, I'd be amazed. So now we're going to get hundreds of people turn up at this networking event in Faversham going, well, where's the dog? Go with the dog. And I thought Barry White was
Bob.
And the comedian. And all you got is a magician.
Oh, yeah, Brian Connolly went, it's a puppet, didn't it? Wasn't
Brian
dog
Connolly
all,
was the
it?
Guy that was in the jungle recently, isn't it?
Probably.
I'm a celebrity,
say,
get me out
puppet.
Here, was
it?
Yeah. Wasn't that Brian Connolly?
Children's InVision continuity presenter who had a puppet sidekick. It's a puppet, he used to say. That was it, yeah.
Right.
See, I did know something about it, but anyway. Right. Shall I do...
Moving swiftly on. Now, I got some tweets I want to read now. I've got Iron Maids.
Oh, okay.
Hi, we'd appreciate a mention on the Business Bunker today. We'd be happy to help you with your washing and ironing.
Is that a show that I should listen to?
What?
Oh, Iron Maid. I'm doing it again. That was like that one from before about the Witch magazine, wasn't it? I thought that was a shortened version of the pop group.
Luckily, folks, later on in the show, we're going to be talking to the job centre, and I've got lots and lots of vacancies that I need to fill now, because you just can't get the staff. You just really can't. I'm sorry.
I thought that Twitter account was an Iron Maiden fan. So when they offered to you, you're ironing. I thought that was some sort of discussion you'd had last week about the fact that you can't get your ironing done. I'm so sorry, Iron Maids. I now understand. And that sounds really good that you can do people's ironing and was it cleaning as well?
Mm.
Yes, that does. Sorry. I've given you lots of extra sort of, you know, conversation time.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the Business Bunker Show, Kent's premier business orientated show, in which we discuss Iron Maiden and the starching
Bob
of
Carroll
their shorts and Bob Carroll G's and Spit the Dog. Thank you so much. I'm going to go with that tweet again.
Yeah,
Iron Maids.
Yes.
Iron Maids.
Yeah.
That's their Twitter handle, at Iron Maids.
Makes sense now.
And they'd appreciate a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show today, and they're happy to help you with your washing and ironing.
That's brilliant.
So check them out,
washing
Iron Maids.
And ironing.
They're nothing to do with heavy metal.
No, now I realise that.
I've also had Beaujolais Boy on. We're listening now, guys, the boys from the grog shop in Tenston. That's from probably the world's finest wine emporium, Liquid Pleasure in Tenston High Street. Hello, guys. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, hi.
Apparently, they've got some special offers for Business Bunker listeners. They've got 25% off any three Sancerre, Chablis or Fleury. And there's a limited stock, so you've got to get down there quickly. So all you guys on your way home from the studio can pop into Liquid Pleasure in Tenterton and pick up your 25% off Sancerre.
Brilliant.
I've also got a shout-out for Kent Job Club. That's their Twitter handle before Joe goes off on one about something or other.
I'm just tweeting Iron Mates to apologise. It's okay. Keep going.
Hi, Paul. We'd love you to mention Kings Hill Recruitment and Kent Executive Search on the Business Bunker Show. Well, consider yourself mentioned. That's Kings Hill Recruitment and Kent Executive Search. And they are based, not unsurprisingly, at Kings Hill. So, welcome, guys. Tracy Bartlett has given us a tweet saying she's listening in. Kevin Hadlow's just come back to say about his sore neck and his car crash to have his, he's just waiting to have his car repaired and listening to us while he's waiting for that. So, thank you for that.
I hope Iron Maids are listening because I've just written a tweet that says it all makes sense now, but do you like heavy metal music by any chance? If they're not listening, they won't know what I'm talking about. Oh dear.
Right, blimey.
Oh, and we had a reply about the bunker. It's an Avocet bunker. It's a basement office, and she says Spit was Bob Carroll G's, so she is definitely listening.
Thanks, Karen, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful picture on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd say that.
Okay. Good. We've had a shout from Telcare Limited, the telecoms providers over in Medway at City Estate there.
Kevin Hadlow says he'll do a job swap with me if it helps you out. What does that mean I've got to do? I can't remember what he does.
You've got to lay in bed with a
sore
neck is what you've got to do.
Well, I think I can manage that.
Well, Kevin's the general manager of Dobby's Garden Centre in Gillingham.
Oh, I'm a retail person. I spent 18 years in retail, you know. I didn't do garden centres. Oh, I work for B&Q. That counts, doesn't it, for garden centres-ish.
Don't go there, Kevin.
I could go and do Dobby. That'd be brilliant. I love the candles. Yankee candles.
Kevin.
And they sell jelly beans, so that's even better. Yeah, good plan.
She's complete. Yeah, she's going over to Dobby's to sell four candles now.
Or pumps.
Do you know?
That was my favourite.
It must be 2 months since Joe was last on the show. I wonder why.
Well, I have a good time, even if no one else does.
Well, I've completely lost the plot. I don't know where we are now. I'm halfway through half of these tweets.
I've only done one of my emails. Should I read a few?
Yeah, read another one.
Okay, so we'll be very sensible now and talk about Chambers of Commerce things. So we have, this is FSB. The North Kent branch of the FSB is a clinic. Come along and benefit from the next free event on raising finance and working capital. The 12th of March at 5:15 till 7 at the Medway Innovation Centre, Maidstone Road in Chatham. A light buffet will be available. Non-members are welcome and bring a guest. The booking link is far too long. It's http://120313, which must be 12:03 for March and 13 the date. fsbnorthkentclinic.eventbrite.com. So that's the 12th of March. So 12:03:13, fsbnorthkentclinic.eventbrite.com. But of course, as always, as Paul says, there will be a link to the link on the Business Bunker website. And the West Kent branch marketing meeting, the yo-yo effect, the truth and how it can help develop or drag your business down. It's up to you. Come along 6:30 to 7 on Tuesday, the 19th of March at Salomon's Conference Centre, Broomhill Road, Southbrook, Tunbridge Wells. There's a light buffet and refreshments provided. Members are free. Guests, business colleagues and friends welcome at £6, including VAT. And if you're interested in going, telephone Sue Waldock on 01622 688134. So that must be FSB again. West Kent branch marketing meeting. The yo-yo effect, the truth.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for that. Do you know what I think we're going to do?
Now I've calmed down, yes. What, we're going to do something sensible.
Yeah, I think we'll play some tunage and recover our composure. What do you reckon?
Good plan.
Yeah, so we're going to play a bit of tunage, and then after that we're going to talk to our studio guests who are going to impose some decorum, some common sense and some business acumen, which has been sorely missing from this show so far. But for the moment, how about a bit of wet, wet, wet?
Oh, brilliant.
Business Bunker. Oh, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. Oh, it's going mad in here.
I thought you were joking when you said, if I don't get back in time, press the button. I don't know what button to press.
Oh, blimey. Can't trust them with anything, can
and
you?
And our guests were looking at me like I knew what to do.
Leave me alone for 2 minutes. Anyway, let's bring some decorum back to this show. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Ailsa Whitmarsh from the Job Centre Plus, and Juliet Shand from Golden Homes. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you?
We're fine, thank you.
Thank you. Are you recovering from this experience so far?
Yes.
It's been a bit mad in here so far today, hasn't it?
It has.
We'll try and bring it back on track. So we'll come to Ailsa first. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your role with Job Centre Plus and the kind of things that you guys are up to at the moment?
Okay. My role in Job Centre Plus is I'm a partnership and employer account manager, and I'm based in Maidstone Job Centre Plus, and there's sort of one of me in all of our job centres or our areas.
Right.
My role is very much around working with partners and external organisations to identify initiatives and support that we may be able to work together with other organisations to provide additional support for individuals looking for work. My other side of my role with the employer account manager side is very much about working with employers to deliver a bespoke recruitment service specific to their needs. The bespoke service can include anything for matching and screening, sifting of applications, arranging open days, providing interview facilities for employers. Some employers may be employing a number of individuals. If they're doing bulk recruitment or a new opening, we may be able to identify specific training specific to their needs, so that people sort of maybe have 2 weeks training prior to them going into work, so that they're partly trained before they move in.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's fascinating. So how do you source that training? What kind of...
We work through other training organisations, so it's at no cost to the employer. We would find, dependent on what sector it was and what the specific needs were, we would find a training provider to deliver that. And then we'd have an initial meeting to discuss what those needs were, and they would tailor it particularly around what's needed for that employment.
Okay, so basically you could find some candidates and then give them some basic training before starting work.
Yes, indeed, and some of it may even be qualified. So they'll get qualifications at the end of that training, so a level one or a level two, depending on what we want to do for that employer and what they need.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I mean, there seems to be, as an employer myself and a small business owner, there seems to be quite a few schemes on offer at the moment for employing people, especially younger people, those people now known as NEETs, in the 16 to 24 year age group. One of the things as an employer, that can get a bit confusing because there's quite a few schemes on offer and I'm not always entirely sure which one's which and how they work. Can you tell us a little bit about, if you can, apprenticeships and is it the youth contract?
Yeah, the youth contract is sort of the overall umbrella of the government to sort of draw many initiatives together that support 16 to 24-year-olds. Obviously, there's a great concern at the moment with the number of young people that are unemployed struggling to get that foot in the door. So there's a range of initiatives and incentives to support them. Apprenticeships is obviously a biggie. Employers... hopefully we'll be looking a bit more out the box now about thinking about taking people on an apprenticeship. Employers do get quite confused about, as you say, about how they go about doing that. All they need to do is contact somebody from the job centre and we can signpost them to the relevant providers that would deliver the relevant apprenticeships. So we work with training providers, we work with Kent Apprenticeships and many other organisations that deliver apprenticeships. One of the other ranges of the youth contract is training, volunteering opportunities, work experience opportunities. A lot of young people, they may not have worked for a while, they may not have any relevant work experience at all. What we find is that work experience is a really good way of people getting a foot in the door.
Absolutely.
If we can get an employer to take somebody on for, say, 2 to 8 weeks on work experience, that can provide somebody with a valuable opportunity to get skills behind them, something on their CV, and above all, give them confidence because, you know, it's a scary thing for a lot of people when they've never done any work at all to actually get in there and understand just about getting up in the morning, taking supervision, but the training is there. With a lot of the employers that we work with work experience, there are ongoing opportunities available, and they do actually take them through a training package, so they're not just going in there to do work for that employer. They come out at the end with references, they will have ongoing reviews with those employers, and they'll take them through various stages, so they're coming out with something really concrete. One of the big things at the moment is also a wage incentive, which is probably a wage incentive, which is probably really something that we're looking. Maybe small medium employers might be quite interested in this. The wage incentive, if you're willing to take somebody on between the age of 16 and 24. It was originally available just through people who were on the work programme, but it's now also available through Job Centre Plus. And it's a wage incentive of up to £2,275 for an employer if they take a young person on that is eligible.
Okay.
So the actual wage incentive follows the individual who's looking for work, yeah. And then if they take the suitable person on and that person is eligible, they can claim that incentive. Mm. It's also available for part-time work as well. So anybody doing 16 to 29 hours can and claim the relevant equivalent wage incentive. So if you're a small employer and you're thinking, you know, I do need to take on extra staff, I quite like to take a young person on, mould them to my needs. If it's a sort of financial, is sort of you're not quite sure how to go for it, then if you speak to somebody at the job centre, we can explain all about it.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to have a little bit of a rant.
Okay.
Here we go.
No, not at Ailsa. It's just while Ailsa was talking, and I absolutely, totally and utterly agree with what she was saying. And it's a bit of a link to Kerri-Anne as well, really, about youngsters, NEETs, or whatever.
What does that stand for again?
Not in Employment Educational Training.
Oh, right. Cool. Thank you.
That's right, isn't it?
Is it?
Shouldn't they be called NEETs?
NEETs.
Yeah, not in Employment Educational Training yet.
Yeah. No, because then they'd be ended up being called Yetis, wouldn't they? And then anyway, we won't go there. In line with what Kerri-Anne was saying about people starting their own business, mm-hmm. I was listening to, I don't know if anybody else heard it, on another radio station yesterday. There was a debate on the morning show about graduates going into work. Following on from this young lady that sued the government over the work mm-hmm. nonsense thing. But, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, what a trouble with the youth of today. They're all bone idle and they can't get up and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. One of the things that I think that you emphasised in a nicer way and that Kerri-Anne drew out, which I totally agree with, is that sometimes people don't realise that actually what you need to do is just start work.
Yes.
Yeah, people have a tendency to wait for the right thing to come along, and of course it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're actually better off throwing yourself into something, gaining some experience, and yes. then growing from it.
Absolutely.
And so many people won't do that. They yes. sit there going, oh, well, that's not the right job yeah. for me, or that's not yeah. my talent, or that's not what mm-hmm. I want to do. And that's not how the world works. Mm-hmm. What actually happens is you start doing something, you find a part of it that you like, and then you grow with it.
Yeah.
Which, so I totally agree with you about the necessity for work experience and stuff like that. And not only that, one of the things that I recommend to lots of young people that are struggling to find work is to get temp jobs.
Mm. Yes.
I will absolutely guarantee that if you're any good at all, if you have any work attitude at all and you do a temp job, an employer will offer you a full-time job.
Yes.
They will, because they just get a chance to see you in action, and that's all it actually takes.
That's how my whole career started. I started as a temporary sales assistant at Currys, 20 hours a week, and then in the end I ended up in retail in senior level HR positions because, as you say, I got in there, thought I quite liked it, got some opportunities, changed companies, all that sort of thing.
The same for me. I started my business empire as a temp. I did temp work, and then I had more work than I could do myself, so I hired somebody else to help me do it.
Mm.
And from there on in, I had a business, which I never set out to have. I just had too much work to do myself.
My husband did that. He went to work for Saga on the phones in the holiday centre, and he didn't even ever start the job. They put him straight into the IT department, and he's been there 20 years type thing.
Absolutely.
Didn't even start the temp job.
So it happens. Yeah. It does happen. And, you know, it's exactly as Kerri-Anne said. Don't think that you can't get a job. You can.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that you hear so often from people, oh, there's no jobs out there, I can't get a job, da-da-da-da. You can if you want one.
Mm.
Yeah.
We found with the work experience opportunities that nearly 50% end up either working for that employer or another employer because of the skills.
The skills they've picked up.
And confidence they've built.
Absolutely.
Just doing that, yeah.
Absolutely. And that counts for all levels of people. You know, it isn't just unemployed youngsters with no qualifications, right up to graduates. Mm. Experienced graduates have the same kind of issues that they have to face. Yeah. That's cool.
Can I just give a little testimonial, albeit about 20 years later? But I was saying to you earlier, I used to work for a retailer, and we were opening lots of stores in this country quite quickly, and we used the job centre. Is it Job Centre Plus? Is that what it would have been even then?
Job Centre.
So we used it for screening of applications, yes. and all our advertising sent all the applications to the job centre, and they did all that work for us because they were offering that service, but I don't think a lot of people knew about that, because I hadn't before that.
We offer a lot of support to employers, and all they need to do is just contact us and we'll let them know how they can support. And is it bespoke service? It's not just a one-off service. Whatever they need, we will try and support them, and it doesn't cost them any extra money.
Cool. Good stuff. Well, thank you for that, Elsa. Do stay with us and stick with the conversation. But for the moment, I'd also now like to introduce Juliette Shand. This was a bit interesting because we were actually talking about Juliette last week on the show.
Oh, I wasn't here. Don't look at me.
our guests on the show were tomorrow's people, who are a youth employment charity, and your name got mentioned.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, let's get her on the show. So here you are.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you to the show as well, Juliette. You're with Golding Homes, and let me see if I get this right, because I'm making this up.
Okay.
You're the employment engagement officer? No.
No.
No, go on.
Okay. I've gone to Golding Homes as their employment advisor.
Ah.
So what that means is that Golding Homes and Maidstone Borough Council social housing landlord, and they have 6,500 properties within Maidstone. So I work within members of our communities who are currently unemployed and seeking employment opportunities or training opportunities.
Right.
So I work with them and our partners, such as people at Tomorrow's People, the lovely Alec there who you had on last week,
yep.
as well as a tight relationship with Job Centre as well, and our work programme providers in Maidstone. And we work with the same customers effectively and help generate training opportunities, employment opportunities, and move them closer to the job market.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And presumably, you know, that's an integrated approach to it, because these people are living in social housing and they need to pay the rent and all that. So it's one of those virtuous circle things. If you can find them work, they can pay their rent. Everybody's happy.
Absolutely. And it has a massive effect on things like antisocial behaviour as well, and crime within the area and so on. So I'm part of the community development team,
right.
and the rest of the girls in that team do a lot of work with the youth in the area, with things like firework awareness, road safety awareness, sexual health and that type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm ring-fenced totally for the employment and training opportunities. So a lot of work is going into making the communities a nicer place to live, a place where people want to live and are proud to live in.
Absolutely. And as you quite rightly say, getting people into work increases their self-esteem, it increases their talents, abilities and all the rest of it, but it also makes them contribute and feel part of the community, and you know, the whole thing's a virtuous circle really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure Job Centre will share this with me. We've got many stories between us of people who we've helped into employment, and one particular lady, 27 years she'd been unemployed.
Really?
Yeah, and she, as far as she was concerned, she had like no skills at all, couldn't get a job, nobody wanted her and so on. And you know, we changed that with some sector skills training in care. She's now working in a care environment, and her, yeah, it has been kind of, sounds fluffy, but life-changing. You know, she'll come up to me even now and give me a big hug and thank me for what we've done, and it's lovely.
But doesn't that just show you what we were saying? Even after 27 years of unemployment, there's still opportunities for people out there. Yeah, it's about believing in yourself, isn't it? It's about just giving it a go, and you know, where possible, helping of course as well. I mean, because I'm sure none of that would have happened without you guys helping her, but you know, it just shows that it can be done.
It does, Paul, definitely. And what it's about as well is people sometimes are unaware of the opportunities that are available for them. I mean, for example, we had a group of 10 customers last week who we put on an SIA training course, which is a security industry course for door supervisory. And those customers are now actively seeking employment and have qualifications to help them on that routeway. Whereas if they didn't know about what we were doing, you know, obviously they wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So, but Golding Homes do invest quite a lot of money in training. For example, the SIA training, as well as CSCS cards, so that our ladies and gents can go and work on site.
We've
now become an internet test centre for that.
All right, okay.
So we're going to be delivering that from our Shepway office. But I think what I'd really like to talk about, if you don't mind, is our jobs fair.
Yep.
With our partners, our core partners at Job Centre and Maidstone Plus, last September we had a jobs fair at the town hall in Maidstone, and that was very successful. 290 customers turned up, and out of those, 37 entered training or full-time employment.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a high percentage on a one-day fair, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Let's be fair.
Yeah, we were really, really pleased with that.
Yeah.
So what we've decided to do is do another one. We're doing it in April.
Right.
It's on Thursday the 4th of April between 10 and 3. And that's going to be at Maidstone United Football Club at the Gallagher Stadium.
Gallagher Stadium, okay, cool. Yeah.
And employers, we'd really like to hear from any employers that are actively recruiting and would like a stand there. And the stands are free of charge. We are looking after our employers on the day as well, obviously breakfast and lunch included. And we'd really like to engage with the business community out there, and if you want a stand, please do contact us. I know that you'll kindly put the link up later, but my Twitter account is at Jushand, it's J-U-S-H-A-N-D, and my phone number 01622 212 584. And I'll put you in touch with our partners at Job Centre who are managing the employer list. And,
cool. So just to re-emphasise, on April the 4th, my dad's birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad.
On April the 4th at the Gallagher Stadium, Maidstone United in Maidstone, there is a job fair. If you're an employer and you want to talk about employing local people or giving them work experience or taking on temp work, or I'm paraphrasing here and they'll slap me if I get any of this wrong, or if you want to meet anyone from Job Centre Plus or whatever and find out about the schemes that are available, you can have a free, that is totally free, that is non-costing anything, i.e. free, stand at the event. If you'd like to do that, or even if you'd just like some more information at this stage, you can contact Juliet on the number she's just given you, or the links we'll put up on the website. If you can't find any of that, you can contact me and I will put you in touch with the relevant people. But if you want to go, I suggest you go along and you get in there quite quick, because I imagine that will fill up quite quickly, especially based on the success of the previous one that you had.
Sure. Yes, we've already got quite a few employers interested from a range of sectors. We've got care, retail, security, admin, hospitality, driving. But we're happy to have any different sectors or the same sectors. We want a wide range of employers there. If you've got vacancies or work experience, or you just want to promote your business and find out more about the support that Job Centre Plus can give you to help employ people, just contact Juliet or myself. My telephone number is 01622 702 916.
01622 702 916 if you want to talk to Elsa at the Job Centre about that, or you can contact Juliet, or you can follow Juliet on Twitter at J-U-S-H-A-N-D.
That's right, yeah.
So please do that, and if anybody gets stuck with this and they can't find out what they want to find out, then contact me at bunker@campusinsradio.co.uk, or you know how to get hold of me, Vanilla Whip. You can get hold of me and I will put you in touch with them, but go. I'll see you there.
Thank you, Paul.
No, that's okay. So, 4th of April, we're looking forward to that. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
Well,
or have we covered everything, do you think?
I think really it was the jobs fair that I really wanted to talk about to the employers. I mean, we are doing so much, but it's all very much focused on the needs of our tenants. And obviously your business to business. So I think,
cool. Okay. So that's brilliant. So look, if you're a business in the Maidstone and Midkent area and you want to get involved in this, which you do, I'm telling you now, then you need to get in touch with these guys and get along to the Gallagher Stadium on the 4th of April. For the moment, Juliet, Elisa, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute blast.
Thank you.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. There isn't that much longer to go, thank goodness.
That's where I come back in.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I do a little bit of research before I turn up to see who these people are that we're going to be meeting and everything else. And on your profile, you're a member of something, aren't you?
What's it? Yeah, I'm a member of the Institute of Employability Professionals.
And what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're a company based in London, but it's nationally recognised now, and they do a lot of work. They do a lot of think tank work. They do a lot of campaigning. They do a lot of standardisation within our industry, because there's so many welfare to work related programmes, and there's so much funding available. What they do is coordinate standardisation, so we're all working on the same projects, all working coherently and accessing the funding that we need to be accessing. It's also good for my own CPD, like my own continued professional development. It means that I get to network with like-minded individuals, as well as some very influential people as well. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was actually at an event in Westminster where we had Mark Coburn, MP, there, who's our secretary.
Name dropper.
State or whatever. Yeah, it was. And so, it's a really good event. You get an opportunity to be heard and also hear a lot of things that are being implemented at the moment or are forthcoming mm-hmm. and in like a kind of trial stage.
Yeah, that's really good. Mm-hmm. Do you know they need to do a bit of work though on their web presence for that was it MIOB?
EP.
Oh, sorry, MIEP.
Yeah.
Because I looked at it and thought, oh, that means something. I must look it up. So I looked it up and I found out that was the nickname, the most used name for one of the people who looked after and hid Anne Frank from the Germans during the war. I thought, no, that's not what I'm looking for. It was the good lady. She died at 100, and everyone, you know, she was the good one. She hid her. I thought, I'll look it up.
They didn't have a dog puppet as well, did they?
Yeah. So I thought, no, that can't be what it means. I'm going to look again. It must be the member of something, a member of something. So then I thought, I'll go to LinkedIn. I went to LinkedIn and I saw it written out, and then I looked it up, and then I found out all what it was. But I thought, I must share that.
Definitely. The Institute of Employability Professionals is headed up by a wonderful lady called Jeanette Fahati. Mm-hmm. She's OBE mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Jeanette Fahati OBE, and she was a Vantas, the DWP's prime work program provider in this area. And she's
where you used
up.
To work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, I did my research.
You did. I've got a stalker.
Yeah, you have. I like you.
The power of social media, that's all I can say.
Absolutely. She's set up the Institute of Employability Professionals because there was a call for mm-hmm. standardisation within our industry. Mm-hmm. And it's fairly new. I think it's a little under a year old. Mm-hmm. And it's going very well.
Mm. Cool.
Excellent. Okay.
Excellent. Well, Juliet, Elsa, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. We haven't got much longer to go, thankfully.
That's so rude.
I've got loads of emails and I've got loads of tweets to read out. Whilst we're talking about employment and job centres and stuff like that, I'll read this out. Realia is looking for a Kent-based freelance creative with excellent Apple Mac skills using InDesign, Photoshop, Illustrator and Acrobat. Your portfolio must demonstrate creative design, excellent typography and original thinking. Web experience would be helpful. Please send a covering letter, CV and PDF samples of work to paul.williamson@realia.co, or you can look up their website, which is www.realia.co, and I happen to know they're based in Folkestone.
And I happen to know they're an amazing company, partly because I work with them. Thanks to this show, actually. I met Paul here, and now we're working together. How cool is that?
Absolutely.
And they are very good. So
yeah, they are indeed.
Do apply if you're good too.
Absolutely. I've got one more here. Interactive Red. It's been a long time coming, but we can finally announce that our new head office in Canterbury is open for business. Located smack bang in the middle of the city centre, we've got more room for expansion and client meetings. Feel free to drop by for a cup of tea. Suite C, the Clock Tower, St George's Street, Canterbury. That's Interactive Web. The web design people have moved into brand new offices in the centre of Canterbury. Go, Joe.
Go. I'm going to talk about the Manson Airport again, because I was talking to someone the other day and they didn't know about KLM and being able to fly to the world from Manson.
Okay.
And they're hosting a holiday show where you can go and find out about all the millions of destinations, well, 190 actually, you can get to via Schiphol Airport, which is the Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
So start from Newmarket Holidays, which offers direct flights from Manson to Italy. Austria and Portugal will also be available. And various other people talking about things to do with holidays and that sort of thing. And it's at on Saturday the 2nd of March from 10 till 4 at Manston. It's car parking. Entry into the event is free. And local businesses interested in taking a stand at the show should contact Sean Errington on sean.errington@manstonairport.com. And that's apparently where they're going to officially be launching the Thanet Air Show.
Yeah, and I don't know if people know, but the KLM flights to Schiphol haven't started yet.
No.
And they've already employed 40 extra people at Manston.
Wow. They've got some great deals, though. I was looking at things like Dubai for 300 and something pounds.
I know, New York,
amazing,
495 quid. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Very cool.
Fly anywhere using the Schiphol hub. Mm. Yeah, fantastic.
And we've
stuff.
Had a message from Penn to say, firstly, I get around Kent, do I? And she says, War and Peace is July the 17th to the 21st.
Thank you, Penny.
At the beginning, so thank you, Penny. And shall I just do this one, then I can put that bit of paper down?
Yeah, go on.
New website launched to market surplus UK government property. The new government website letting members of public see for the first time what government property is available to buy or rent. The website Find Me Some Government Space, well, that's a bit trendy, isn't it, for a government thing, operates in a similar way to commercial sites such as Rightmove, in that the public will be able to find available property using either a postcode or area keyword. And you won't be surprised to hear that the link to that is far too long to read out, so have a look at our website for it.
We'll put that on the Business Bunker website. I've had a tweet from Wendy Kelk of Pilgrim's Hospices, who says, "Hello, Paul, please shout out about us and our open day on the 8th of March. All are welcome to view our new hospice centre and the support that we provide there." She hasn't given me a link, but the link actually is already on the Business Bunker website. That's Pilgrim's Hospices, and they're opening a new support centre on the 8th of March. So please do get along to that and support those fantastic people there. I've got so many tweets, it's unbelievable. Kent tweet ups, please shout out on Business Bunker. Kent Business tweet ups, Whitstable this Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Hotel Continental. That's in Beach Road, Whitstable. That's the famous Whitstable tweet up, the original. That's this Thursday. The meerkat's been on, but I'm ignoring that damn thing.
Can you do the accent?
No. I've had the British School of Applied Psychology. Hi, Business Bunker. Can we share a fab course for hypnotherapists?
Hi, Ellie.
It's a hypnobirthing course in Kent.
Right up your street, Paul.
You reckon?
You'd be brilliant at it.
Hypnobirthing. I see hypno. I was thinking hippobirthing.
On second thoughts, I can see hypnobirthing is probably very calm and lovely and everything else. And you can imagine Paul going, "Well, just get on with it. Yeah. Keep quiet." Yeah.
Shut
up. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, the course is on the 20th of April, and you can find out about that at the British School of Applied Psychology website, which we will link to on the Business Bunker page as normal. I'll tell you what, do another email while I sort out
okay,
these tweets.
Yeah, I think this has probably come from Penny again, because I know that she works with this organisation, and I did their booking system, so I'm going to read it out. This is about caring for somebody living with dementia. Avanti Care and Support launched their respite care package in October. It's called My Time, and it offers short respite packages at its Bridgehaven care home in Canterbury, aiming to assist carers by providing short-term respite care to allow them to look after members of their own family, who are looking after members of their own family, to take some time out, knowing that their loved ones are being cared for by specialists. A recent My Time client said, "Since my mother has visited Bridgehaven for the My Time service, I've been able to go back to work part-time. This is something I never thought would happen whilst caring for my mother full-time, but with the flexibility of the My Time service, it has allowed me to do so." So they offer short breaks from just 2 hours or full days or overnight stays at the care home, and they get meals and treatments added where required, depending on the timings and that sort of thing. For more information, you can go to www.avanti, which is A-V-A-N-T-E, avantimytime.org.uk, or you can phone 0800 975 0900, so 0800 975 0900, and they are specialist dementia care suppliers in all of their homes, so they do know what they're doing.
Cool. I'm going to go with this tweet. It's got lots of potential for messing up, but I'm going to go with it anyway. Tomorrow's People are opening their flagship shop.
I have an email just in my hand.
Do you have
an
email about that?
You carry on, yes.
I'm going to say that again. Tomorrow's People are opening their flagship shop. That's not a chip shop, that's a ship shop. Their flagship shop opens at 11 a.m. tomorrow at 6 Roman Square, Sittingbourne. You've got an email about it, so why don't you read it, Jill?
Oh, okay, yes. If you've got unwanted items to help Tomorrow's People tackle unemployment in Sittingbourne, then they're looking for donations of quality items. It's a national charity that helps long-term unemployed people back to work, and they're opening a charity retail and furniture recycling unit in Sittingbourne on Thursday the 21st of February. They're going to recycle and sell donated items in the shop, which is at Roman Square in Sittingbourne, and the funds will be used to change the lives of disadvantaged people in Sittingbourne. So they need stuff to make sure the shop is fully stocked. They didn't have stuff on their email, that was just my own addition. So they're looking for things like furniture and electrical items subject to trading standards criteria, household items, clothing, ladies, gents, children's, accessories, shoes, handbags, jewellery, bric-a-brac, CDs, DVs and games, musical instruments and books and toys. And you can either drop them off at the shop at 6 Roman Square in Sittingbourne, or the charity does have a free collection service throughout Kent. And to find out more about that, you just phone 0845 8737 665, 0845 8737 665.
Cool, thank you. We've still got dozens and dozens of tweets and loads of emails. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Julie Pell. Would love a mention on a Business Bunker today, as I'm a new convert. Many thanks. And that's justclickvideo.com, and they create videos for business. So that's justclickvideo.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at justclickvideo, and that's Julie Pell. So welcome, Julie. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker show. Give them a follow if you want corporate videos made. There's been quite a bit of feedback as well so far about you two ladies. Okay. All of it good.
Okay,
yeah, there's loads of discussion going on. We've got to read a couple. You're absolutely correct. Get out there and get some work experience, or volunteer, or offer to work for free. Anything, but get some work experience. Also, Karen Wilkins of Avocet Recruitment said, following on from the discussion, I'm working with Working Knowledge tomorrow in Canterbury at the Flux event with students, hoping to avoid becoming a NEET. I'll be echoing the message that I heard earlier from you guys. So thank you for that, Karen.
What, that they're actually NEETies?
Yeah, no.
That's what these ones want to be.
excellent discussions going on between people from Golding Homes and Job Centre talking about unemployment. Thank you for that. Chris Barnard of Connect IT and Tomorrow's People, thank you for the shout out. Really appreciate it. That's a pleasure. I've got an email here that I want to read, which is an opportunity now for Businesses of Kent. It's a new TV series. 2-4 Broadcast, an award-winning independent TV production company, is currently looking for businesses that are facing some sort of challenge, struggle, and they want them to take part in a new television series. 2-4 Broadcast has a strong track record in business programming, including The Hotel Inspector on Channel 5 and Alex Polizzi, The Fixer on BBC 2, as well as an excellent reputation for factual programming, including Educating Essex, Tom Daly Diving for Britain and Harry's Mountings Heroes, among many other shows. If any local business is interested in taking part and wants further details, please contact Anthony White on 0207 438 1917, that's Anthony White on 0207 438 1917, or you can email him at anthony.white@24, that's spelt T-W-O-F-O-U-R, 24.co.uk, and I will put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you're a business and you're having a bit of a challenge or a struggle at the moment, and you'd like to take part in a reality TV programme, you can contact Anthony and put yourself forward for that.
You could do it, Paul, you know, for sort of struggling co-presenters sort of thing.
Yeah.
Causing a problem. Yeah. How do we turn it round and, you know, stop them being silly when they're supposed to be sensible?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Moving swiftly on. Digital in Kent on Tuesday the 17th of April at the Quarter House, Folkestone. Digital in Kent is a fantastic opportunity for local businesses to be kept right up to date with the latest thinking, to learn, share and network all in one day. The organisers of this all-day event have put together a great lineup of speakers, including Luke Quilter of Sleeping Giant Media, Josh Witten of Webscape, and the day is packed full of workshops and speed sessions. It's only £37 plus VAT per person. This also includes beer and pizza. And networking at 5 p.m. For further details and booking, please go to www.dover.gov.uk. That's dover.gov.uk, and that's Digital in Kent, happening at Folkestone on Tuesday the 17th of April.
Can I do a few?
Yeah.
Thursday the 28th of February, 7 till 9 p.m. at Langton Star Centre, the Langton Guide to the Universe. This starts an update from the students on the latest developments with the various research projects, and then they're delighted to announce that the keynote talk will be Drug Discovery in the 21st Century by Dr. Dave Alker from the Royal Society of Chemistry. What's the Langton Star Centre?
It's Langton School, which is the grammar school in Canterbury, okay. They've got a star centre there.
For people stars or star stars?
No, I think it's astronomy.
Ah. I thought the first one sounded much more positive. Oh, I heard about the teacher from Simon Langton yesterday, the music teacher.
Yeah.
Does anyone listen to Radio 2? I'm not allowed to say that, am I?
Why would we listen to the rest of radio stations?
I know. Joan Armour Trading has been going around the country gigging, and she's been getting people from each area of the country to play support for her. And the music teacher from Simon Langton,
I've heard that,
was playing and was interviewed on there and talked about the work he's doing with the children at the school. or the pupils at school, should I say, they're not really children, are they, around the music stuff as well. But he was really good. I thought the whole concept of the programme was great as well. Cool. And I've got something else at the Langton Star Centre, 7:30 till 10 on the 1st of March, Friday the 1st of March, public observing with SECAS, S-E-K-A-S. Oh, you're right, it is stars in the sky. Last week we had one of the best public observing events with clear skies. We've ordered good weather for this, our last public observing until October. If it's like last week, we'll be seeing the Orion Nebula, Jupiter, its moons and its red spot, and as well as other truly amazing sights. Do come and join us. The Langton parents are brilliant and lay on hot drinks and refreshments throughout the evening, so if it's clear, you can always warm up. So hoping to welcome you to some or all of these events. Becky Parker, director from the Langton Star Centre.
Cool.
Excellent.
We've still got tweets coming in thick and fast. We've had Len Liz. Remember, our sale ends on the 1st of March. Listeners can come and try our Vice Spring beds. That's Len Liz, Roper Road in Canterbury. We've had Angela Breyer Stevenson of Another Journey Begins. Hope it's been a great show. I'll be listening to the rest of it later. Cool. Oh, I can't read all of those. Go with another email.
Brownie's Breakfast Meeting, Thursday the 28th of February, 7 till 9 in the morning, £9.50 per person, supported and attended by the FSB. And you get some homemade brownies. And they've got a talk from the guest speaker, Alistair Sutherland, auto-enrolment. And you can network with like-minded people. So you can book by emailing janice.watton, W-H-A-T-T-O-N.
That'll be the tall one.
The tall one, who looks like Lisa, whatever her name is, the beautiful person who was on the dancing that had to stop early because her dad died.
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Janice looks like her. There's my little compliment for Janice that I say every time I see her. At castlewoodhotels.com.
It could have been worse, Janice. It could have involved a puppet.
Somebody last week, an 18-year-old girl at an event I went to last week, said I looked like some actress who was on something like 90210. And I went, but they're all young. And she went, no, really? And she looked it up and it wasn't that program. It was some tree thing. And it's a lady called Sophia Burns or something. She's like 30 and amazingly beautiful. And she reckoned I looked like her. I don't at all, but I'll take it.
I don't know what to say with that. I don't know what route to go down with that.
Well, somebody else then said I look like Dr. Tanya Byron, and I thought that was quite a good compliment until I looked her up and thought, no, she does look a bit old. And then little Dodsy said, Mummy, you don't look like her. She's really old. You haven't got any wrinkles. How cool is that?
I'll leave it out, well, Dodsy. Trained. I know it's I have not got your
wrinkles.
Birthday.
I have got wrinkles, I know. It's just I've trained her well, obviously.
Yeah. She's smoozing you.
I know.
Go for it, little Dodsy.
I know, exactly. Do you want me to read another one?
Sorry, yeah, you've got loads, again? Haven't you?
I have. I've got the Herne Bay Projects and Business Showcase, Wednesday the 6th of March at King's Hall in Herne Bay. Come and visit the FSB stand at the King's Hall Business Showcase. It's a bit of an FSB theme to these today, aren't they? East and South Kent branches of the FSB, 7th of March, 6:30 till 9 at the Howfield Manor Hotel in Chatham Hatch, Canterbury. PAYE real-time information seminar. Are you ready for RTI, which comes into force by the HMRC and any other list of letters you can come up with on the 1st of April?
Oh,
even if you're employing
it.
Staff under the NI and tax thresholds, this will equally apply to you. Come and receive the full facts from an FSB member.
Yeah.
The event's open to members and their guests and business contacts. To book, it's payrealtimeinformation.eventbrite.com. Yeah, it does traumatise me a bit. Apart from that, it's only me that I'm paying. Having run payrolls for a number of years, the concept of making mistakes in real time. Presumably you can undo them in real time as well, but it, you know, it's a bit concerning.
Far be it from me to rant. But what
here we go.
What are they on? Yeah, they want us to employ people, so what do? Invent 19 different ways of making people go, I'm not going to bother, actually. It's just too much like hard work. Oh, I see. You're going to make me do all this, and then if I make one single mistake, you're going to fine me, and... Right, okay, I don't think I'll employ anyone.
Does that mean they don't have any backlogs anymore? If they're making us all be real-time, does that mean they're going to be real-time?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, HMRC in real-time. Yeah.
I knew that was going to bring a rant.
Yeah.
Shall I carry on?
Yeah, go
I've
on.
Got, I have got tons, but I've got them in order. Good afternoon from the IOD Kent. Oh, you said Debbie was listening earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, Debbie was on the show last week.
The other
week.
Oh, she was, wasn't she? I went to an event the week before, I think, that they had. We're pleased to invite you to the next in our popular series of finance forums designed for MDs, finance directors and financial controllers for Kent businesses. They're held quarterly and the discussions focus around specific hot topics and current trends, and the sessions enable you to examine issues that you face with like-minded professionals who will share best practice. So it's improving the service performance of international finance teams. The venue is Warner's Boardroom, Bankhouse in Tunbridge, Monday the 4th of March, 8:15 till 10 in the morning. £15 plus VAT for members and £25 plus VAT for non-members, and you get a light breakfast. If you're not already reserved and you'd like to join them, contact the Regional Bookings Administrator, Claire Fisher. That's eventbookings.south@iod.net. eventbookings.south@iod.net.
Okay. I want to raise this one as well, which is another FSB one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bit long and complicated, but I think it's important. Many FSB members have been severely affected by the recent mis-selling of complex financial products known as interest rate swaps. Through our ongoing lobbying efforts with the Treasury and the Financial Services Authority, the Federation has been at the forefront of the campaign to push for swift action by the banks in order to get redress for our members affected by this mis-selling. As you may be aware, the FSA has now examined the extent of the mis-selling in a pilot scheme and recently announced that a shocking 90% of these complex products were mis-sold. That's 90%. Yeah. Often to the very smallest of businesses. In light of these findings, the banks have been asked by the FSA to put this situation right by completing a review of all firms that were sold these products. The FSA has said that where redress is due, businesses should be put back into the position they were prior to the mis-sale. Though the Financial Services Authority has endeavoured to make the process as quick and as fair as possible, including an independent assessor for each case reviewed, often the issues will be complex and legal in nature. We therefore strongly recommend businesses entering into this process to seek appropriate expert support to aid them and to ensure they get redress that they are due. As part of the Federation of Small Businesses' efforts to help members affected by this mis-selling, we are pleased to announce that we are working with three companies to provide help and advice to navigate the Financial Services Authority's compensation scheme, or if necessary, third-party support through the courts. If you have been affected, you can choose which company suits you to take advice from, or you can bring a claim directly against the bank through the FSA's compensation scheme. More information and details about these three companies can be found on our website, which is www.fsb.org.uk/swaps. That's fsb.org.uk/swaps. Please note that charges for this service will vary for each company, and the FSB will not be responsible for the legal process, the financial outcome, nor will it be directly involved in the litigation. And that's from the chairman of the FSB, John Walker, and from Mike Cherry, who's the Federation of Small Business Policy Chairman. So if you believe that you've been mis-sold financial interest rate swaps, you can contact the FSB and they will put you in touch with some recommended companies to help you get compensation for that.
That sounds really scary. I know we've nearly finished. Julie just said she's got an event that she'd like to mention, but we haven't got long. So can you say it in like 30 seconds? Less than that, 20 seconds.
The community development team at Golding Homes are doing an Access for All event in the first weekend of March at Maidstone Market. And that's where disabled people and their carers can access facilities that they maybe didn't know was available to them.
Right.
For example, adaptations, sports clubs, the Red Cross are going to be there, even Lena Hospital for heart surgery, St Thomas is going to be there, and we've also got two Paralympians attending.
Cool.
And they're going to be signing autographs and doing
not the one that's in prison presumably, but anyway, carry on.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Juliet. We've still got tweets coming in. We're almost out of time. I've got one small email that I want to read, which is the University of Kent Medway campus. Do you understand how to use social media to reach out to new and existing customers? Do you know which free and low-cost tools are available online to help you work more effectively with your team? Please join us at our Medway campus on Wednesday the 6th of March for a practical workshop with opportunities to discuss your individual business requirements. It's £20 and there are limited spaces, and you can find out about it at kent.ac.uk. I've got four more tweets now. They're just people following up with things we talked about earlier, so we can follow that up offline, because I think we've reached the end of the show now. What do you reckon?
It looks like it.
Okay, so it just leaves me to say a great big thank you to my co-presenter, the famous Joe Dodds, to our guests, Carrie-Anne Cartmer-Edmonds, the author of Bigger, Bolder, Better, and to our studio guests, Elsa Whitmarsh of Job Centre Plus, based in Maidstone, and Juliet Shand, the employment advisor at Golding Home in Maidstone. Do get along to their event.